The Blitz. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready? You think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776, or you can hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, Faour, at AJ is the real, at Jungle Fever, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And Game of Thrones recap will be at 5:30 today. So for those of you who keep asking, tune in at 5:30. And for those of you who don't want any spoilers, then you can turn your radio down for a few minutes. Missed the first hour. A lot of draft talk. Well, worked in a little basketball there. Pretty much it. Have more draft talk.
Plenty.
I've kind of quit using Pro Football Focus for most things, especially when it comes to college players, because I don't think their analysis of them is very good. But they did their 16 worst picks.
Okay.
I want to see how many you agree with. Number one on the list, Roberto Aguayo, kicker. Apparently, over the past two seasons, he was only 64% accurate on field goal attempts from 40-plus yards. That's not even close to the top kickers in the NFL.
I thought that guy didn't, like, he didn't miss anything for years at Florida State.
Just going on what they have here.
Well, that's interesting. I mean, listen, I don't ever believe you should take a kicker in the second round. I think not only that, they traded up to get that kicker in the second round. I think that's ridiculous, but the kicking game for Tampa was so bad that they felt they had to address it. I just wouldn't have done it there.
Number two on the list, Christian Hackenberg. They said he was the second most inaccurate quarterback in college last year.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think the coaching is going to be a – I guess that's what we're counting on with the Jets to fix him. It's so funny. They kept talking about on the draft – this is putting a lot of pressure on Ryan Fitzpatrick now because the Jets are showing that they're not Ryan Fitzpatrick, with what he's done the last couple years, is probably sitting back and laughing at the Jets at the thought of them going into a season with a competition between Geno Christian Smith. Hackenberg and Geno Smith. Ryan Fitzpatrick's like, okay, guys, yeah, good luck. Yeah, I don't think he's feeling too intimidated, but I do think that was a strange time for the Jets to make that pick, and probably not a great pick.
Jermaine Afidi, going to the Seahawks, is their number three, which I don't like him. I don't question anything the Seahawks do in the draft anymore. I mean, they rarely screw up anything.
I think it's just, it depends on where you look at him. If you look at him as a guard and don't count on him to be a tackle where he'd be much more, where his pass blocking deficiencies would be much more spotlighted. If you use him as a guard and let him do what he does, which is run block, I think that guy can be okay.
76 best pass blocking efficiency in the country last year.
Yeah, not great.
Number four, Willie Beavers, offensive tackle to the Vikings.
I'll be honest, that was the one pick when I was looking at the Vikings draft. Yeah. I said, really? That guy was – I didn't think he was all that great last year in college, but – Maybe they're seeing something I don't.
This is the best part, is their comments about him. It's difficult to imagine a tackle who played as poorly as Beavers did in college ever becoming a viable player in the NFL. He was the second lowest graded tackle in all of college football last year and the lowest graded tackle at the Senior Bowl practices. How do you grade Senior Bowl practices?
I don't know.
Beavers has an insanely long way to go to ever be a viable contributor in the league.
Oh, well, that's about what I was... It was yeah. That's kind of what I said.
Keanu Neal.
He does have the body to do it, though. I mean, like, if they can coach him up.
Well, and I mean, that's so many of these guys, you're drafting them in hopes that you can coach him up because, you know, let's be honest, some of these guys in college don't get the best coaching.
Yeah.
Keanu Neal, safety to the Falcons. I hated that pick when they
Keanu Neal. I did not like Keanu Neal where they took him. You know, that's I think Dan Quinn, I think he maybe believed when he found Cam Chancellor that he can, that he's like some sort of guru at finding, and maybe he is, but
this guy's not Cam
Chancellor. I don't think this guy's Cam Chancellor. I mean, I see why he would look at him and maybe think that, but he's not Cam Chancellor.
Artie Burns, cornerback the Steelers took.
That's another one. Yeah. I didn't like that. I didn't like that pick. The Dolphins, the Steelers especially, who are a zone team, I just don't think he was a good choice there.
Deion Jones, linebacker Falcons, as the Falcons make a second appearance on this list.
I don't mind that one as much. I think that he's a fantastic body, you know, a fantastic athlete, and sometimes those guys make the best linebackers. He might take a little while to get there.
Derrick Henry is number 8 on the list.
I mean, where he went, not ideal, but I mean they're bringing him in where he's going to be not the number one running back.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't want to take that guy in the second round if he's not going to be kind of your go-to guy. And I think they still had some other issues. Just a strange choice to me by the Titans.
Jihad Ward.
Although I don't think he's a bad player. I like him more than you do.
Yeah, I think he's going to be a bust.
But it just seemed like a strange spot for them to take him.
Jihad Ward, defensive end, Raiders. Said average grades in college and then went to the combine and posted below average athletic testing numbers.
I didn't mind the pick as much.
Yeah, that one didn't bother me.
Maybe I'm in the minority on that.
Sean Davis, defensive back, Steelers.
I'm guessing that he's going to be a safety in the NFL.
Yeah.
He's got – I mean, that's the problem, though. The Steelers took a couple defensive backs that aren't that great in coverage. They don't really know what they're doing as far as playing in a zone defense, and Steelers play a zone defense. I just think that it's going to end up being a struggle for those two guys to get used to the league, and that's why the Steelers were one of my lowest graded, quote unquote, draft teams.
Okay, here's one I completely disagree with: Taylor Decker going to the Lions.
Yeah, I like that. I like that pick.
Yeah, I did too.
They probably went a little bit higher on him than they wanted to, and I still think they could have had Laremy Tunsil there. So I don't know if it's the guy I would have chosen, but I think he can play.
T.J. Green, defensive back to the Colts.
That's another guy who
they don't know what position he's going
to
play.
When they drafted him, he seems like a safety to me, but maybe not.
Nick Vinette, the Seahawks make a second appearance on this list. They say he isn't a bad receiver by any means, but he's a completely undynamic receiving threat who wasn't very productive in college, taken in the third round.
Well, he's not a good blocker, despite the fact that he's very big. I like the build. He just doesn't play as big as he is.
Over the past two seasons, he's broken a grand total of 2 tackles after the catch.
Oh, that's a horrible stat.
Number 14 on the list from your Houston Texans, Will Fuller. I agree with them 100% on what they say here. It says, I like him a lot and believe he went to one of the best situations for him in the league, but taking him over Josh Doctson is mind-boggling. He has elite speed. It's clear the Texans wanted a deep threat. But instead of getting a deep threat only in Fuller, they could have gotten a deep threat who was an intermediate threat and a red zone threat. Doctson is a far better all-around receiver and caught just as many deep passes as Fuller did last season. Yeah. I didn't want either one of them. But
I wasn't crazy about either.
Number 15.
I'm done crapping on Will Fuller, though.
At this point, I
hope the guy can play.
I do, too, and I hope they're right about him. But number 15, Eli Apple on the list.
That's a guy, he's a long way from being ready to play in the NFL. I mean, maybe he'll turn into something that I
think passing on Vernon Hargreaves to get him.
That's the weird thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think he's a bad player, Apple. I just think that he's a more of a project guy.
Here's another guy that you like that they have on their list. Darren Lee, who went to the Jets.
Man, I can't believe they put him on the list. I like Darren Lee a lot, and I thought Darren Lee was going to go higher than he went. I figured he would go around 15 or so, and he went right before the Texans picked, I believe. I don't think that was a reach.
They say he didn't really play linebacker last year at Ohio State. 45% of his snaps came from the slot, and a good percentage more came in an outside linebacker role. His run reads in the box were not close to an NFL level yet. And at a shade over 230 pounds, that may never be his forte. He was one of the best blitzers in the class. So while we can't endorse the riskiness of this pick in the first round, we can see the upside potential. You know what? If he just rushes a quarterback, I'm okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't agree with a lot of these, but some of them, at least their reasoning, makes sense. So that was your worst. All right, if you want to get in, 713-780-ESPN. We'll do some phone calls next segment. And then at 5:30, we'll have our Game of Thrones talk.
Cannot wait.
I can't either. I've been wanting to talk about this for, well, since last night.
Fred, are you hiring? Are you going to be hiring one day?
I expect to be here
you
very soon.
You will be. I know you will because you're a businessman. I'm not. But if you are hiring, you need to know the best place to post your jobs to find the best candidates. And posting in one place isn't enough. You can't just throw a post up on LinkedIn or you can't put one in the newspaper anymore, I don't think. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your jobs on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including your social media networks, all with one click. You can find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. You just post once and watch the candidates roll into ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface.
And you have to get as many candidates as possible, and this is the way to do it. No juggling emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. And sometimes you have to move fast, and that's why ZipRecruiter works so well. It's been used by over 800,000 businesses. Why not yours? And right now, listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/play. That's ZipRecruiter.com/play. One more time, to try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/play.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. Obviously, not everybody can listen to both hours here, but getting a lot of questions about Derby picks again. I will have my final picks on Wednesday after the draw. There's just the only thing that usually I know by today is if somebody worked out like a superstar over the track. It happens every year, and it didn't happen this year. There was nobody who stood out like Orb did a couple of years ago or like American Pharoah last year, but I mean, we already knew he was good. So I'm going to go look at him again, and then after Wednesday when we have the draw, I have picks for you. So, and we'll make you some money, I promise you. I do know one horse I'm going to use in my trifectas who's going to be a big price and make everybody rich. So
it's always good.
How about we give something away to the people?
You're so generous.
How about a Nothing But Cake $20 gift card?
Nothing Bunt Cake.
Bunt Cakes. Yes, Nothing Bunt Cakes. What do you think I said?
Nothing But Cakes.
I did not say that.
Chong, run back the tape.
I'll play it back.
Okay. It's Nothing Bunt Cakes. It's the same thing that I say every time. Get your mom the perfect sweet for Mother's Day, the best mom around Bunt Cake. It comes with a purple bow and is accented with flowers and butterflies, or choose her favorite out of the 9 classic flavors with their signature frosting. Right now at the Galleria Uptown location and the West U location, mention ESPN and receive a free individual Bundt cake of your choice. Specialty cake orders are ready in 30 minutes and delivery is available. Nothing Bundt Cake is the perfect last-minute gift for Mother's Day. Caller 20, you get the $20 gift card. Let's grab a phone call. Dan, you're on the Blitz. Go. What's up, Dan?
Sports, gentlemen.
Sports to you, sir.
Excellent. Hey, just wanted to get your take on one thing. Relatively new to the Houston area, and I'm a big Oakland Raider fan. And over the weekend, in the in the fifth round, they selected their running back DeAndre Washington from Texas Tech, who apparently is from the Houston area. And I heard some story where he actually worked at NRG Stadium. Just want to say, if you guys think we got a good pick with DeAndre Washington, I'll hang up and listen. Thanks.
You know, I guess he's from Missouri City is what I heard on draft day, if I'm not mistaken. He's a tiny player. I know that much.
A lot like the guy that the Texans drafted. I think special teams is, you know, that's probably where he would make the roster if he does. He can catch the ball. He's short, but he's 200 pounds. I mean, he's not that tiny.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think he's, I'd say 60-40 to make the roster. So, anyway.
I wish I knew more about the guy. I just don't. I'd be making something up.
I saw him several games. He's not a guy that really stood out to me, you know, but, you know, I think obviously you take a guy there, you're looking for depth and you're hoping to hit a home run.
When's the last time they put a player, a running back in the NFL that was actually
Tech?
Yeah.
Oof.
I know Baron Batch got drafted, but I don't think he was like a player. I think you're going back to like Byron Hansbart or Bam Morris. Like, oof. You're talking about mid-90s.
Yeah.
So it's been a while. But, you know, those trends are made to be broken, right?
Yep. It's going to happen at some point. Maybe he's the one.
Are you talking just overall players or
no, running back.
Oh, running back.
Yeah. When's the last time a running back went? I mean, they've had plenty of players in the NFL.
Yeah.
I'm looking at this list, and the best one, Donnie Anderson and Bam Morris.
Okay. Donnie Anderson.
Yeah, it looks like a really, really – he's a running back, and he has two-bar helmet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so you know how long. It's 1965.
Oh, God.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
I was barely born then.
What 1965. My goodness. Well, good for him.
Yeah, and this surprisingly, this color, this picture is in it's in color.
Okay.
He played for the Packers.
Oh, that means he was a Super Bowl champion then. Super Bowl I. Super Bowl II, maybe. Maybe both. Good for him. I don't know that much about Donnie Anderson. I'm not going to lie.
I just remember Bam Morris because he had a cool name.
Bam Morris and Byron Hansbarter. That's the two Tech running backs I could name that had a respectable NFL career. Beyond them, yeah, I mean you're probably reaching with somebody. I know what's the kid's name that played for got drafted by the Bills, but he was a fullback. Sammy Morris was a Raider, a Red Raider, but
yeah.
I don't know. And Baron, like I said, Baron Batch got drafted a couple years ago. And even then, that might have been like more like 7 or 8 years ago or 6 years. It's been a long time, but I don't know that he ever played that much in the league.
Getting a lot of Cowboys fans asking if we talked about Jalen Smith. Yeah, we hit on that in the first hour. I would have liked to have seen them. If you were going to pick an injured guy there, I think I'd take Miles Jack. Because I think he might be able to play this year.
Yeah.
And Ramsey's definitely not playing this year. So, yeah, long term, it may turn out to be a really good pick. But I thought they needed somebody who could play right away for him. That defense needs some help. So, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And, we also talked about some of the other picks that the Cowboys made. I like Dak Prescott as one of those guys that you can have as a project quarterback. I think long term he might turn out to be really something, but you know, hopefully he doesn't get rushed in. It all comes down to is Romo healthy. If Romo's healthy, this team's a playoff team, and if he's not, you're gonna be picking fourth again next year.
Yeah.
Let's try Jeff. What's up, Jeff?
I want to find out what you. Pro Football Focus nailed the Detroit Lions first pick. What do y'all think about Killebrew and A'shaun Robinson?
I thought A'shaun Robinson was one of those guys that probably should have gone way higher than he did. I would have put him as a first round guy, and not only was he not a first rounder, he hung around on the board for a while. He's one of the guys that I would have, if the Texans had taken him in the first round with their pick, I would have said, all right. Who was the other guy he asked about?
I don't remember.
I don't either. So you can't ask me too many questions at a time. I can't deal with it.
That's like a two-part question. What do you think of this guy and this guy?
Yeah.
So
sorry.
Yeah. So you got one of the guys.
I heard one name, and it was a name that I recognized as a guy that I was confused why he lasted so long.
Hmm. No, I thought that was I thought Robinson was a good pick, and I think Decker's a good pick. Those are guys who should play for you for a long time. I disagree respectfully with Pro Football Focus. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Yeah,
what'd you think about the lowly Buffalo Bills draft?
You know what? I liked the lowly Buffalo Bills draft.
I really did, too.
Really?
Shaq Lawson, I liked. I liked Reggie Ragland a lot. They even traded up to get him. I was okay with that. I think they didn't do enough on the offensive side. And I wasn't crazy about Adolphus Washington. I thought there were guys they could have gotten there that were maybe better than him. I think Cardale Jones is a nice project quarterback.
Yep.
And the Williams kid from Arkansas is a nice back. And Listonby is fast. He said something about being the fastest player in the NFL. I don't even know if he's the fastest player on his team because Marquise Goodwin's pretty fast.
Yeah.
And then that cornerback, Seymour from USC, I think is a nice little steal in the sixth round. So I like the Bills draft, actually.
I agree. And I like Listonby a lot. I might, yeah, that's one of those guys I would have loved to have seen the Texans pick up late, but they got Braxton Miller, so I'm happier with that. But that's one of those guys who can return kicks, and he's got speed. I like that pick. So, yeah, I thought your Bills did really well. And I think Cardale Jones, if I were going to draft a project quarterback out of this draft, that's who I would pick.
He's a nice one to go with.
Yeah, because he's – especially if you can give him a little time, which theoretically they can do. But, I mean, he's got the body you want. He's had success. Didn't play much, but – if he comes in and learns that offense, man.
I'll tell you who else. I'll say this, and maybe I'll feel foolish for saying it. I didn't particularly love the Patriots draft, and this might be a chance for – I mean, I know what they do. They always trade down, and they don't really covet first-round picks, and they end up with a second-rounder and three third-rounders and then a bunch of sixth-rounders. But they didn't get any players that I look at and go, damn. It sucks that guy's on the Patriots because I know he's going to be good. I just wasn't really – I wasn't in love with what they did.
Well
– I like Cyrus Jones, but I'm not like – you know, I don't think that he's some world beater. And Jacoby Brissett might be a player, but, man, he's got a long way to go before he's going to be playing, I think. And
well, and if that's your third-round pick, if he winds up playing, then something's gone horribly wrong
right.
for you because –
it's almost like that was their third pick in the draft. It's almost like they just think, we're good. And I don't like when teams do that.
But Belichick's always kind of done things his own way, and he'll pick players that fits what he's looking for. So he's never quite going to match the rest of everybody else's draft board of what he should do. So for that, I'll defend him a little bit because there'll be two guys in this draft that come out and become players, and we're like, really? I didn't think that guy was going to be anything. But no, it's not the way I would have chosen to go. But he always, I'll tell you what, though, a Landon Robertson, round six, kid can play. He may not be quick enough to be on the field more than first and second down, but he's good to the ball, and he's a Belichick kind of guy. He'll play well for them.
I'll go with it, and I'll tell you, you mentioned him at the beginning, the Cincinnati Bengals. They drafted Andrew Billings in the fourth round. A lot of people thought he was a first or second rounder.
Yeah.
And then they drafted Christian Westerman, the guard from Arizona State, who a lot of people had as their number two or number three guard.
Yeah.
And he went in the fifth round. That was a guy that I didn't really understand why people kept passing on him. Bengals may have gotten away with some goods. And William Jackson, too. You know, I'm sure they didn't project he'd be sitting around at 24 either. They kind of sniped him away from the Steelers, which that's always always good when your division rival is one pick behind you. And so it's like, hey, good for you. You were a little better than us last year, but we'll take this player, and you can have that crappy kid from Miami. But I liked what they did.
Yeah, and they've drafted pretty well for a while now, though.
Yeah.
I mean, they get guys who contribute and actually turn into players. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, it's time. We're going to talk Game of Thrones, so if you don't want to hear any spoilers, just tune out for a little bit. Just turn your radio down. We'll be back. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Do you know of any magic that could help him? Bring him back.
If you want to help him, leave him be.
Can it be done?
There are some with this power.
How?
I don't know.
Have you seen it, Dawn?
I met a man who came back from the dead, but the priest who did it... It shouldn't have been possible.
But it was. It could be, now.
Not for me.
Not for you. I saw you drink poison that should have killed you. I saw you give birth to a demon made of shadows.
Everything I believed. The great victory I saw in the flames. All of it was a lie. You were right all along. The Lord never spoke to me.
Fuck them then. Fuck all of them. I'm not a devout man, obviously. Seven gods, drowned gods, tree gods, it's all the same. I'm not asking the Lord of Light for help. I'm asking the woman who showed me that miracles exist.
I never had this gift.
Have you ever tried?
And we're back on the Blitz. All right. If you haven't watched yet, then definitely turn your radio down because it's spoiler time.
Yeah, it means you also haven't been on social media today.
Right. Because
last night.
That one was one of my all-time favorite episodes from start to finish. I think.
Really?
Yeah, it was up there. I mean, Red Wedding's always going to be my favorite. But I thought there were so many just absolutely cool moments and some holy bleep moments. And you should have loved that. They finally killed a baby. You've been wanting a baby killed on air.
They didn't show it, though.
Yeah, but you could
hear it. They had a chance to.
You could hear it.
You heard the lady screaming. I kept waiting to hear a baby crying, but it never cried.
That's because he got eaten in one bite.
Yeah, I feel like they lost a big opportunity there for baby killing.
I thought that was
just
great.
Wait till I'm a director.
Yeah, good luck with that. But no, I thought from even from the beginning with the return of Bran, which is a storyline that has been missing, I thought that was good to have back. And we'll obviously get to the Jon Snow thing, but the Sparrow and that whole mess in the Capitol, that's about to come to a head, I'm thinking, because he's now that Jaime's involved in this thing, I could see him sicking that zombie mountain on him real easily.
Yeah.
That guy's about to be a factor in this thing. And I thought the moment with drunk Tyrion going to the dragons, not really thinking that one through, was I thought that was incredible. This is he's talking to him and don't eat the help.
Yeah.
But obviously he was drunk and decided, oh, I'm going to go let the dragons go. They won't hurt me.
Well, I thought it was kind of cool. The one dragon, like, after he let the one go, he reached the other dragon, stuck his neck out to kind of let him take his thing off.
Yeah.
And then they didn't eat him, so he was smart.
Yeah, it worked out. Christina.
And you knew he wasn't going to die. If he would have died,
That'd be the end of the show.
Yeah, what are we going to do with that show at that point?
Yeah, because, I mean, he is the best character on there.
Of course.
And Christina asks, how do you feel about the Greyjoys? I'm kind of meh on their storyline. That's one thing that they brought back from the fourth book that I hated. It was just a dumb storyline.
We haven't seen that much of them.
No, but I mean, obviously it's going to be a big part of this season, which, I'll just fast forward through it because
I don't mind it. I mean, I'm not like crazy about it, but I don't mind it. And I'm curious to see. I'm guessing Theon is, when he says he's going back home, that's where he's going. And I'm guessing that he's going to have some kind of beef with that guy that threw his dad off the bridge.
No, that's his uncle.
Oh, that's his uncle?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, that whole Kingsmoot thing I hated in the books, and maybe that's why I'm...
No, his dad is the one who got thrown off the bridge, right?
Right.
But his uncle is the one who did it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But, yeah.
His name's like Uranus or something?
Something like that. But, yeah, I thought that, and then the Ramsay Bolton stuff. I mean, first, whacking his dad, and then... whacking the mom and the baby with the dogs. It's just, I kind of like this guy. Unlike Joffrey, who was just completely unlikable, there's something about this guy. He's evil, but he knows what he wants. It's like, when she says it's your brother, it's like, I prefer being an only child.
Yep.
And he's, that was such an amazing moment. And then, of course, at the end, now the real question, about Jon Snow is what he comes back as.
Right. Is he going to be a normal human? It seems unlikely.
Yeah, because almost every time somebody's come back in this thing, they've been messed up, right?
Yeah.
Well, look at the Mountain. He's back as a zombie. With all the White Walkers, they're all zombies. Who else came back? Ser Davos, but he was always a little bit off and different. Not Ser Davos. The one in the first, I'm blanking on the name, when he came back. After he fought the Hound, and they brought him back. So that'll be the next question. Is he the same Jon Snow? Is he something different?
Beric Dondarrion.
Beric Dondarrion, right.
Thanks to Tyler.
Thank you. So, yeah, TZ said, I bet my bottom dollar that the bodyguard for the Queen is the Mountain. Yeah, he's Zombie Mountain now.
Yeah.
So it will be interesting to see what happens. And there's other characters in the book that came back, and they were all markedly different. So... So he says, forget about bringing people back from the dead. The Lord of Light makes 500-year-old chicks look hot. Where do I sign up for the religion?
I don't want to be fooled by that.
No.
Got suckered.
A32 says, I love Snow, but bring him back really cheapens death in Game of Thrones. The whole thing is a fantasy. Yeah, I heard a couple complaints about that. It's like, guys, it's a fantasy. I mean, you know... Yeah, dragons exist too. Those things are flying around. Come on. Sit back and enjoy it. But, it's funny how Melisandre suddenly lost all her faith.
Because she's failing.
Well, she's taking some hits. Yeah, and 832 mentions, don't forget the Khal Drogo when he was returned by the witch. Yeah, and he was a mess. So, it'll be interesting to see what happens here with the storyline, but... That, and I mean, I even loved it when 1-1 comes crashing through the door with all the wildlings, and you know, they get the traitors surrounded, and one of them shoots 1-1 in the back with an arrow, and he just smashes him against the wall. Oh, that was awesome.
That guy and that zombie mountain mashing that guy's head against the wall.
Yeah.
I mean, it's some quick, brutal deaths.
Yeah. I thought that was a little strange. I don't know who's running around ratting out people who are talking about Cersei.
I like it, though.
But, yeah, he just walked up, thunk. Ian wants to know, or Ian, excuse me, what if Theon is going back home to Winterfell to kill Crazy Guy? I don't know. I bet he's going to go back to the islands. That would be the smart thing to do. But I think it's interesting that now that Jon Snow's back, I would be stunned if it's not him that goes after Ramsay. So... We'll see. I think it's just a fantastic show, man. I enjoyed every bit of that one. Even the Arya story, which I'm not crazy about. I'm glad that she's finally done just getting her butt whipped.
Yeah.
That was getting old. But anyway. And what about Banshee? We're running out, man.
We're down to 3 episodes.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be so bummed out when that show is over. I don't even know what I'm gonna do, but I love it. I love that whole the white supremacy group being brought in.
Yeah,
and I love how that dude is such a punk, but then here's a spoiler alert if you haven't seen Banshee.
Well, it's been 3 days, man.
So when he stabs his father-in-law in the neck, he's been a punk, and then he just decided, you know what, I'm done with this, and he stabs him
in the
neck.
I'm done being a punk, yeah.
Oh, I love it.
A lot of fratricide this week on the shows. So, anyway.
Does that worry you?
No.
I mean, your son is of killing age.
He is, but he hasn't watched either yet. If he does, I'd get a little worried.
He's not watching Game of Thrones?
No, he should be. He's old
enough. Isn't he kind of into that kind of stuff, like dragons and wizardry?
Well, not so much. He's not so much. No, not as much as I was or am. I'm a nerd for this stuff. I make no bones about it. Ma brings up that Drogo and the Mountain weren't totally dead. John was dead, unless he warged into the wolf, which is what I think everybody suspects what happened.
Did that? What paid out though? The Red Witch brought him back to life.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
That's what paid out. That's what I thought.
I would think, although maybe it's a combination of the two. We don't really know. We just know his eyes opened.
Right. I guess it's too early to tell.
Yeah.
But we have to assume that something from that Red Witch did it.
Amanda says, the ratio of characters who die to those resurrected doesn't seem to cheapen death to me. If they could just bring everybody back, I'd, you know.
Yeah, I kind of, but like I say about the Walking Dead, I just sometimes wish they just kill off major characters and let it be. But on with Game of Thrones, apparently you're able to bitch and complain if you're fans. Like if you raise a bunch of fit on the internet, they'll resurrect your character that died. So Jon Snow died. There's like a public outcry, and it's, oh, well, guess we're bringing him back. If they just left Jon Snow dead, that would have been the biggest plot twist.
Yeah, it would have. But, I mean, I think that's been the debate since the book was written, though, was whether or not he was dead. And now we're into this stuff that's...
But don't you think that's weird that we've gotten to a point with this show where we just expect him to come back to life? Otherwise, it would be weird if he didn't.
I think there was too much story that was being set up with him involved to just take him out of
disappear.
It. Because most of the big characters that have died, they didn't really seem to have a place beyond what happened, right? Like, Eddard Stark set a lot of stuff in motion with his death. But they were and every time they start setting someone up as a really cool character, then they get whacked. Like the Viper. They were setting him up, and boom, gone.
And the Mountain.
And that's kind of gone on, and what that's done is created these other storylines. But Jon Snow always felt different. Always felt like he was going to be a part of the solution.
Yeah.
Especially after the battle with the White Walkers, and he's got the one sword that can kill him.
All right, guys, got to talk about Mother's Day. It's right around the corner, and you want to get something new and different for your mom, something besides, you know, a card. That's probably what you're thinking about. You're probably thinking about getting your mom a card, and that's just lazy. Get your mom some delicious, freshly dipped strawberries, a unique gift from Sherry's Berries. Mother's Day is just around the corner. This is a great way to show your mom how much you appreciate her. And right now, you can get Sherry's Berries freshly dipped strawberries starting at $19.99 plus shipping, or double the berries for just $10 more. It's an exclusive offer just for our listeners. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone in the top right corner, and type in our code Fred and AJ. This is where you take over, Fred. Or right now, you can get Sherry's freshly dipped strawberries for just $19.99 plus shipping, or double the berries for just $10 more with our code Fred and AJ. Take two.
All right. Yeah, these berries are dipped in milk, white, dark chocolatey goodness. Top with rich chocolate chips, chopped nuts, and signature swizzles. Huge, fresh, juicy, and delicious. Customer satisfaction is always guaranteed, or your money back. It's a win-win. Here's the only way to get this amazing deal. Freshly dipped strawberries starting at $19.99, or double the berries for just $10 more. This is an exclusive offer just for our listeners, only when you use the code Fred and AJ. Visit berries.com, berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right corner and type in Fred and AJ. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone, and enter my code Fred and AJ. This is a limited time offer, and Mother's Day is this weekend. Make sure to order now.
RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. The official ESPN 97.5 app is now available for your iOS or Android device. Stream all your favorite shows live on the go, or listen to them at your convenience with our on-demand podcast. Just search ESPN 97.5 in your app store and download today. Don't have an iPhone or Android, you can stream us on any smart device at the all-new ESPN975.com. See, I always give you grief for not paying attention to what I say, and I just did that when I basically took off my headphones and you were doing a live read that I was supposed to participate in.
It's okay.
And I wasn't paying any attention, so.
I knew you'd come through in the end. That's why I reread the line, and when I did, boom,
well,
you knocked it out of the park.
And, you know, we have a lot of these right now, so I'm trying to keep track.
Right.
So, Jesse asked, if a small group of religious poor people can take over the Capitol, what is keeping an army from doing the same? So that's the thing that's kind of lost, is if Daenerys had gotten off her butt when she should have, she'd already have taken King's Landing.
Yeah.
That place is a mess. But there's nobody there to do it now. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, this one kind of speaks for itself. It's Florida. It's Jaguars fan. And Jong has the audio here.
They say they have the best draft in the entire NFL. Are you surprised to hear that?
Certainly not. The first year we took it to the limit. And I was in Miami with my new beach house. Well, it was a couple minutes from the beach.
It's been 20 years since then. We haven't been too strong in the last few years.
Oh, we've been strong. We're just playing by the rules. You can't have a newcomer come in and steal a show.
All right.
You can't have a newcomer come in and steal the show. The video helps a lot because she obviously looks like she's on something. But
oh, that was a woman?
That was a woman. 20 years have obviously passed since she's obviously not been paying attention for 20 years.
Yeah, that's way different. That was I thought that was a man.
Oh, she does look a little mannish.
Play that one more time.
I think it's
the draft in the entire NFL. Are you surprised to hear that?
Certainly not. The first year we took it to the limit. And I was in Miami with my new beach house. Well, it was a couple minutes from the beach.
It's been 20 years since then. We haven't been too strong in the last few years.
Oh, we've been strong. We're just playing by the rules. You can't have a newcomer come in and steal a show.
Well, she is right about that.
I don't know if this is a man or a woman. It looks like a woman. Not a very interesting or attractive woman.
I mean, Jung, it sounds like a man, right?
I don't know. It kind of sounds like a drunk woman to me.
It's a woman.
Okay.
It sounds like a dude who, like a Spicoli type dude.
Or a Spicoli type chick, which is essentially what it is. Yeah, that's definitely a woman, I think. Although it only kind of shows the head. Yeah, I'm going to go with woman.
All right.
Anyway, that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
All right. We have a lot more to get to in the next hour. So, and if you didn't watch Game of Thrones and now you're back, okay. Welcome back. We won't spoil anything for you.
Yeah, welcome back, kids. I got to tell you guys about Deep South Barrels. I told, I had a bunch of people over in my house for my kid's birthday party this weekend. Which means there was a bunch of kids, which means I was drinking. And I broke out some of the scotch clone I made in one of my Deep South barrels, and everyone was blown away by it, that it came from such a cheap bottle of booze and turned into what it turned into. I told them all about the science behind it. People keep asking me which barrel combo they should go with from Deep South Barrels. So the guys over at Deep South Barrels and I, we created an option based on my personal favorites, the option I went with when I got them. They call it AJ's Double Barrel Package. Comes with 2 2-liter aging barrels, one for bourbon, one for whiskey. It comes with a stand to display your barrels with a complimentary two complimentary shot glasses and your choice of bourbon and whiskey bootlegging essences, all for only $220. Don't forget to use my promo code Hoffman when you check out. You'll get an additional 10% off the sticker price. And if that's not your taste, my choice, they've got a ton of for you to choose for that you may like. I've been telling you for a long time about these guys. They're a local business. They're doing things the right way. Just go check them out. DeepSouthBarrels.com. Age your spirits to perfection with Deep South Barrels and the AJ's Double Barrel Package. Again, use that promo code when you check out Hoffman. You'll get 10% off your entire order at Deep South Barrels, DeepSouthBarrels.com. Go,